Hi there. Welcome to Good Fig Kids. I hope you're well. Do you like cake? How about self-esteem cake? You've never had it. Let's make a cake. The first thing that you do when you make a cake is to gather all of your ingredients. Let's start. 1 cup of self-acceptance, 1/2 cup of faith, 2 large scoops of strength, 2 teaspoons of love extract, 1.5 cups of laughter. Don't take things too seriously. 1 3/4 cups of kindness. 1/2 cup of self-care. That means taking care of you. Now I'm gonna set the oven to a good day. And we are gonna bake for 30 to 40 minutes. I almost forgot. I need you to use your imagination. Because in order to make a cake, you need a bowl and a spoon and maybe even a spatula. Can you pretend to be the bowl? I think you can. The first thing that you are going to add is 1 cup of self-acceptance. And you might say, what does that even mean? It starts right here with you. Did you know that you are a child of God? And you are created in His image? Yes, you. It doesn't matter if your skin is chocolatey brown or very, very light. Or anything else in between. It doesn't matter if you have freckles, chubby cheeks, or even a wiggly tooth. Repeat after me. I am a child of God. There you go. It doesn't matter if your hair is kinky, curly, short, long, red, dread, or even if you have bedhead. You are a child of the King. Let's say it again. I am a child of God. I am created in His image. I want to tell you a secret. Your self-worth is not based on how others see you. It doesn't matter if you are in a wheelchair and your legs don't work like others, or maybe your arms or hands don't work like other kids. Maybe you stutter a little when you talk, or it takes you a little while to figure out what someone's saying to you. Maybe you're a deep thinker. Maybe you get distracted easily. Maybe your eyes don't work like others. Whatever it is, you are unique and special. And you are a child of God. Are you ready for the next ingredient? Here it goes. 1/2 cup of faith. Faith replaces each can't with can. Do you understand that? In Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So let's go. Let's kick those negative and bad thoughts to the curb.
You know, the ones that are like, I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough. I can't do it. I can't tie my shoe. I don't understand this. I can't do it at all.
You know those thoughts? Open your arms. Look up to heaven. And receive the blessings of God. Receive your strength. You know, things take practice, right? It's okay. Do you know why it's okay? It's okay because you are a child of God. Now, I think we're ready for the next ingredient. Remember that strength that you received for the tough days, you know, when you don't really feel like getting out of bed? Let's add in the strength. Two large,
very, very large
scoops of strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength, is your strength. And Psalms 118:14 tells us so. Through his joy, the joy of the Lord, you can find strength when someone has hurt your feelings and you're feeling down. Look up to God who loves you, and he has so much strength that he can share it with you whenever you need it. Do you need strength today? Well, there's plenty. Let's stir it in. Oops, I dropped my spoon. But that's okay. We can just pick it up, rinse it off, dry it, and get ready to add the next ingredient. And you know, sometimes we can be frustrated when we spill our milk or our juice, when we can't quite get it right some days. But just like the spoon fell and we just picked it up and cleaned it off, you can pick yourself up. You don't have to stay down in those sad feelings. You can dust yourself off and ask for strength from God. And receive it. Stir it in good. This is my favorite one. 2 teaspoons. I didn't ask if you were ready. Are you ready for the next ingredient? I was so excited. 2 teaspoons of love extract. Do you think there's a love tree? Can you just squeeze out the love? I don't think so. Do you know this scripture? John 3 and 16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life sounds really good. God loves you so much that he died and rose. His love drops down from heaven. And guess what? Your love can reach him all the way in heaven. All the way. That's amazing. Let's try and send an I love you, Lord, all the way to heaven. And you know what's so amazing? You don't even have to say it out loud. I mean, you can if you want to. But you can even say it in your mind. And the same goes with strength. If you need strength or comfort, you can say it in your mind and God can hear. So if you say, "I love you, Lord," out loud or in your mind, He can hear you. Let's try it. "I love you, Lord." Doesn't that feel good? Are you ready for the next ingredient? 1.5 cups of laughter. In John 15:11, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Sometimes in life, you may feel sad, and that's okay, or frustrated. But always remember the joy of the Lord. You could watch a funny show, make silly faces in the mirror, take a roller coaster ride. I think that's like more thrilling. But some people laugh on roller coasters. Everything doesn't have to be so serious. Some things are meant to just make us laugh. I have a joke. What do you call fake spaghetti? You don't know? An impasta. Isn't that funny? I have one more. How do you make a tissue dance? Put a little boogie in it. It's okay to laugh. Now I need you to stir in that laughter. Stir it in real good. Shake it all around. Remember, you are the bowl. Get moving. Are you ready for the next ingredient? I love this one. 1.75 cups of kindness. Now, I think everyone knows that you should be kind to others. But sometimes we forget to be kind to ourselves. How can you be kind to yourself? Be kind and compassionate to yourself as well as others. If you spill your drink or color outside the lines a little, don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. Everything is going to be okay. Can you do this? Can you take a deep breath and just let it roll off your back? Just like water off a duck's back. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, "Casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Can you stir the kindness in? Stir it in good. Very good. Are you ready for the next ingredient? You are. Well, this is it. I need you to take 1/2 cup of self-care. What does that mean? It means to take care of yourself. Do the things that make you happy and healthy. One thing that you can do is pray That means talking to God. The other thing is taking space when you're really upset to take really big, deep breaths like this. And you can take as many as you need just to calm down. And it makes you feel so good. You could ride your bike or scooter, read your favorite book, play with your favorite toy, play games with your siblings or friends, or even take a bubble bath with all of your favorite bath toys. You are important to God. Matthew 19:14 says, "But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." That means that he wants to hear from you, and he loves you very much. Do you know why? Because you are a child of God. Now, I need you to mix in that self-care so good. Mix it in. Stir it up. And guess what? Our batter is all set. And I think you make the best self-esteem batter ever. So now, we are going to pour it in the cake pans and bake it. For about 30 minutes. Now that our cake is out of the oven and cooled and frosted, and I see what you did there. You decorated it so cool. You know why? Because you're cool. Now, I need you to remember a few things. You are a child of God, and your self-worth or self-esteem is not based on how others see you at all. You are a child of the King. And whenever you need strength, you can look up to heaven, ask for strength, open your arms, and receive it. Until next time, thank you for baking with me.
Hey parents, click here to watch our latest video. Also, check out our self-esteem cake recipe on our website, along with more fun activities to do with your children. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. There are new videos every week.